inside me, and it hurts so bad. You came into my life so tenderly, with the burning love that stings like a bee. And now that I'm surrounded so helplessly, you know I believe you wanna leave me. Oh, baby, baby, where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me, don't you leave me no more. Oh, baby, baby, where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me, don't you leave me no more.
Time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 7th. I'm Brent Helen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we are following this half hour. Hands-free hydration backpack company Camelback Products is planning to close its offices in Petaluma after calling it home for 25 years. Parent company Vista Outdoor made the announcement. Vista Outdoor will reorganize 32 of its other brands into a new company, Revelist, and Camelback will be in one of its divisions called the Adventure Sports Group, based in Irvine. Authorities have released the name of the woman that was killed in a crash on Lakeville Highway last Thursday. 70-year-old Beverly Clevens' SUV collided with a black sedan near Pineview Way around midday. The driver of the sedan had minor injuries and was treated at a hospital. While Joe Biden captured almost 90% of the vote in Nevada's primary, Nikki Haley lost to none of these candidates yesterday. An embarrassing setback, to say the least. Republicans will decide their candidate on Thursday's GOP-run caucuses, and Donald Trump is expected to be the runaway winner. Haley largely skipped Nevada in favor of campaigning in her home state of South Carolina, which votes on February 24th. In sports, the Warriors take on the 76ers today, and Las Vegas is expecting 330,000 total visitors this week for the Super Bowl. And your forecast today, a cold start. Showers do move in this morning, lasting into the afternoon. Highs in the low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, mid-30s. A slight chance of a shower, and our snow levels around 3,000 feet. Tomorrow, another really cold start, then partly cloudy with mid-50s. Sonoma County. You are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician Jeff showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free, two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
Bavarian Tuning is your best local option for premium BMW and Mini service and maintenance. Your car requires unique care, and Billy Marr's Bavarian Tuning team knows these cars from bumper to bumper. Just ask Mary, one of our clients.
The Bavarian Tuning team has been taking care of my Mini for 5 years now, and they keep it in peak condition.
Bavarian Tuning, providing expert BMW and Mini repair services. 112 Commercial Court in Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa Rec and Park Spring Summer Activity Guide is out now and filled with adventures. City Sluggers T-ball teams are forming. There's Kinder Gym for toddlers, dance, sailing, art, and much more for youth of all ages. Plus, keep them busy over spring break with our popular day camps. Adults, explore your creative side with art and dance classes. Improve physical and mental fitness with yoga or get outside for summer softball. Sign up at SantaRosaRec.com and register now for the St. Patrick's Day 5K. Go to SantaRosaRec.com.
102.7 The Wolf, it's Rick Michaels, and they were checking the ratings to see how the Grammys did this past Sunday. Not bad. Ratings were actually up 34% this year. Probably all NFL fans hoping to get a glimpse of Travis Kelce.
County's 102.7, The Wolf.
Hello, this is Deborah Harrier Blondie.
Hi, it's Rob Schenker of the Scorpions.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Jordan, The War.
This is Nancy Wilson from Heart. 102.7, The Wolf is my favorite station.
Off the street, oh girl, she likes the boys and Yeah. Hey, hey.
Smartphone even smarter?
There's an app for that, right?
Just download the Wolf app and get ready for America's greatest hits.
My phone's become my favorite way to listen to music.
Just search for Sonoma County Radio in your app store. Then click on 102.7 The Wolf and take us with you wherever you go.
Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no.
Time to get the final update on the roadways as we get closer to 9 o'clock and the kickoff to your 9 to 5 workday from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Turkey trouble in Petaluma. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Scandinavian Designs. From the You Gotta Love Where We Live file, it is turkeys causing traffic to back up and vehicles to swerve along Bodega Avenue at Cleveland Lane. Watch out for sudden braking in that area. Northbound 101 heading for downtown Santa Rosa, still very slow from Santa Rosa Avenue to College. And South 101 is bunched up heading into Petaluma, coming off the grade from just south of the railroad overcrossing. Scandinavian Designs is the largest retailer of innovative stress-less seating, and now you can save $400 on select stress-less recliners or 10% on select stress-less furniture. Available in-store only through March 4th at one of seven Bay Area locations. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
That I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, well, I don't want to know.
It's the music you can sing along with on 102.7 The Wolf.
The Wolf.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.